Acquire an ally and you may acquire a problem.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
The Bush administration, interested in regime change in Baghdad but not in Britain, is being pressed to help Prime Minister Tony Blair defend himself against critics in his Labour Party by stretching out the number of days for weapons inspection. The whole complex effort to write a Security Council resolution that will pass muster with the more peace-minded is evidently a source of immense frustration in the Pentagon. Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld, a leader of the frustrated Legion, indicated his views at his news conference yesterday. He said that Britain's participation in a war against Iraq was still an open question to be decided by the president. Not 3 hours had passed before a clarifying statement by Rumsfeld had been posted. "I have no doubt of the full support of the United Kingdom," he said, "and we have every reason to believe there will be a significant military contribution from the United Kingdom." The Bush administration might be inclined to go it alone or almost alone into battle with the forces of Saddam Hussein. But there are deeper issues than Iraq involved. There is, first of all, the issue of not walking out on a prime minister, and a Labour one at that, who has supported President Bush at great risk to his own career. There is, second of all, the question of whether the United Nations peacekeeping mission, which has had its successes and its failures, can be saved. It was a blow to the UN when NATO in 1999 took over responsibility for policing Kosovo because Russia had threatened a veto of a Security Council resolution that would have given the UN the responsibility. In the case of Iraq, the UN could probably survive a war fought in the face of a veto. The whole system of five permanent members reflecting the power lineup of 1945 is a travesty anyway. But a war fought without even the backing of the non-permanent members would be an enormous blow to UN effectiveness. And so these mind-blowing negotiations about how many inspectors can dance on the head of a pin may seem like small potatoes, but involved in this crisis are some very big potatoes. This is Daniel Shore.